Citing the war's growing toll on civilians in Ukraine, the UN General Assembly demanded an immediate cessation of hostilities from Russia and called on its troops to withdraw. 140 nations voted for the resolution, backed by Ukraine and NATO allies.
So it just shows again that when the international community is asked to take a stand, Russia is isolated, and the appeal today of the General Assembly is directed primarily towards Russia, and we just hope that this time they will heed that call.
Russia was joined by only four allies, North Korea, Belarus, Syria, and Eritrea, in opposing the resolution, which also demands an end to the siege of Mariupol. But 38 countries abstained from the vote, among them China.
It's clear that some of the contents of the draft resolution go beyond the scope of humanity. Some issues are very complex and can only be resolved through political negotiations between the parties concerned.
China favored a resolution submitted by South Africa with more moderate language, one calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities that didn't single out Russia.
Once war has begun, it is imperative that all of us work towards peace. It is for this reason that South Africa is of the view that right now we should be more concerned with ending the war and addressing the humanitarian plight of the people that are impacted by it.
That resolution was submitted but never put to a vote after Ukraine raised procedural objections.
This text has never been a product of consultations with Ukraine, neither it is a product of cross-regional consultations, as was the case with the resolution just adopted by overwhelming majority. It is a text promoted unilaterally by one country, prompted by another country.
Unlike the Security Council, resolutions in the General Assembly are legally non-binding, but still symbolically important. Even countries who abstained from the vote expressed grave concern at the humanitarian situation for Ukrainians, but argued a resolution supported by all countries would be more effective, even if the vast majority of countries believe Russia is ultimately responsible. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.